Chapter 6. God does not want you to be afraid of death. Many people are afraid of death. They become more afraid of dying as they grow older. These people see many of their contemporaries dying. They read the obituaries in the newspaper each day. They are very conscious of their age and of the imminence of death. The fear of the unknown is a fear that Satan exploits in many different areas. Satan's demons torment people with the fear of death whenever they can. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, Satan cannot torment you in this area if you know, understand, and believe the great scriptural truths in this chapter pertaining to the death of a Christian. God loves you so much that He has taken away any reason to fear death. You should look at death from God's perspective. Your Father loves you. He looks at death positively, not negatively. He places a high priority on the death of His children. Quote, "Precious, important, and of no light matter, in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints, His loving ones." Unquote. Psalm 116, verse 15, Amplified. God does not take the death of any of His children lightly. You will look forward to death with anticipation, not dread, if you learn to look at death from God's perspective. There is no question that God looks at death positively. Quote, "To die is gain, the gain of glory of eternity." Unquote. Philippians 1, verse 21, Amplified. Death from God's perspective is gain, not loss. The amplification of this verse says that you will gain, quote, "the glory of eternity," unquote. Philippians 1, verse 21, Amplified. Death from God's perspective is gain, not loss. The amplification of this verse says that you will gain the glory of eternity. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you have so much to look forward to when you die. You should not be afraid of death. You should be like the psalmist David, who said, quote, "Yes, though I walk through the deep sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me." Unquote. Psalm 23, verse 4, Amplified. This verse refers to death as the valley of the shadow of death. The Bible uses the word shadow of death on 17 occasions. God reminds you that He is there in every situation. When the Bible refers to the valley of the shadow of death, it refers to the times in your life when you face potential disaster from any source. God wants you to have His perfect peace as you walk through these valleys because you know that God is with you to guide you and comfort you always, including when you die. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus Christ would win a total victory over death when he said, quote, "He will swallow up death in victory. He will abolish death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces." Unquote. Isaiah 25, verse 8, Amplified. Isaiah prophesied about this great victory more than 700 years before Jesus Christ rose victoriously from death. The New Testament tells you about the fulfillment of this prophecy from Isaiah. Quote, "And when this perishable puts on the imperishable, and this that was capable of dying puts on freedom from death, then shall be fulfilled the scripture that says, death is swallowed up, utterly vanquished forever, in and unto victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54 and 55, Amplified. You can see here that what Isaiah prophesied actually happened. The victory that Isaiah prophesied the Messiah would win truly was won. The amplification in this passage of Scripture says that death was, quote, "utterly vanquished forever," unquote. The word "utterly" is an emphatic word that expresses the totality of the victory that Jesus won over death. When something is vanquished, it is conquered. Jesus Christ annihilated death. He totally destroyed the power of death over every person who has received him as his or her Savior. The fear of death will not prevail in your life if you know and deeply believe the magnificent scriptural truths that you are reading in this chapter. Jesus Christ took the sting out of death. He took away the victory that Satan has in his area in the lives of unbelievers. The Bible speaks of, quote, our Savior Jesus Christ, who annulled death and made it of no effect, unquote. 2 Timothy 1, verse 10, Amplified. When something is annulled, it is canceled, done away with, and invalidated. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, the tremendous victory that Jesus won at Calvary made death, quote, of no effect in your life. Jesus has paid the full price to set you free from the fear of death. Quote, by going through death, he might bring to naught and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives, unquote. Hebrews 2, verse 14 and 15, Amplified. This passage of Scripture explains that Satan has power over unbelievers in the area of death. Once again, the words of no effect are used. Jesus totally destroyed Satan's influence in the area of death that holds many people in bondage throughout their lives. The word haunting that is used in the amplification of this verse refers to Satan. This word is used in the same context that describes a so-called haunted house. When a house is haunted, it is supposedly filled with ghosts. You must not allow Satan's demons to haunt you by their attempts to influence you regarding death. Your Father wants you to be totally certain that you have been given the victory over death and that you will live eternally with Him in the glory of heaven. If you are not totally certain that you will live throughout eternity in heaven, please stop now and turn to the appendix at the end of this book. Carefully read, study, and obey the specific instructions that God has given you to set you free from the fear of death. Know that Jesus Christ died for your sins and lives for you today. If you have received Him into your life, you will live eternally with Him in the glory of heaven after you die. This passage of Scripture speaks of people who were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives, through the fear of death. We have emphasized that many older people are afraid of death, but we are told here that some people are terrified of death throughout their lives. Satan's demons know who these people are. They harass these people in every way they can. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you can be certain that He stripped death of any power that it once may have held over you. After Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, He went to Hades, where He took the keys of death away from Satan. Jesus said, quote, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Unquote. Revelation 1, verse 17 and 18, NIV. Hades was the place where dead people went before Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus went there, took the keys of death away from Satan, rose from the dead, and is alive forevermore. Jesus said, quote, fear not, unquote. Jesus does not want you to be afraid of death. Any person who has not received Jesus Christ as his or her Savior has good reason to be afraid of death. Every one of these people will suffer throughout eternity in the lake of fire. Quote, if anyone's name was not found recorded in the book of life, he was hurled into the lake of fire, unquote. Revelation 20, verse 15, Amplified. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life if you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior. You will not join the people who will suffer throughout eternity in the lake of fire. The lake of fire, which is also called hell, was prepared for Satan and his demons, who are fallen angels. See Matthew 25, verse 41. Hell is a real place. Quote, "The smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no respite, no pause, no intermission, no rest, no peace, day or night. These who pay homage to the beast and to his image, whoever receives the stamp of his name unto him." Unquote. Revelation 14, verse 11, Amplified. People who have not received Jesus Christ as their Savior should be terrified of death. The inhabitants of hell will never rest. They will have no peace. The words "forever and ever" in this verse refer to the endless torment that people in hell will experience. We pray that you will take these facts so seriously that you will receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, if He is not your Savior already. If Jesus is your Savior, you will not suffer throughout eternity in hell with Satan, his demons, and the Antichrist, who is referred to in the Bible as, quote, "the beast," unquote. You have become a citizen of heaven if you have obeyed the scriptural instructions in the appendix in the back of this book. Your present home on earth is only temporary. When you arrive in heaven, you will have arrived at your real home. Quote, "We are citizens of the state, commonwealth, homeland, which is in heaven," unquote. Philippians 3, verse 20, Amplified. Jesus wants you to look forward to living throughout eternity with Him in heaven. No one on earth has ever seen or heard anything that can remotely compare to the glory, beauty, and magnificence of heaven. Quote, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him," unquote. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, NIV. Think of the most beautiful place you have ever seen. The beauty of heaven far exceeds the beauty of the most delightful place you have seen on earth. Think of the most beautiful music you have ever heard. The music that you will hear in heaven is far superior to the most magnificent music you have ever heard on earth. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you will enjoy living in heaven throughout eternity. Your life in heaven will exceed every expectation that you could possibly have. Quote, "God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be anguish, sorrow and mourning, nor grief, nor pain any more. For the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away," unquote. Revelation 21, verse 4, Amplified. You saw in Isaiah 25, verse 4, at the beginning of this chapter, that Isaiah prophesied that, quote, "the Lord will wipe away all tears from all faces," unquote. Revelation 21, verse 4 is the fulfillment of this prophecy. This verse says that God will, quote, "wipe away every tear," unquote, from the eyes of every person in heaven. There is nothing to cry about in heaven. Death will have disappeared completely. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, none of the burdens on life on earth will go with you to heaven. You will be pain-free and problem-free throughout eternity. You will never anguish or grieve over anything. Satan and his demons and the darkness that pervades the world will not be in heaven. There is no sickness or death in heaven. No one in heaven has any pain in his or her body. All of the pains, troubles, and burdens of this world pass away upon leaving this earth in Christ Jesus. Quote, "There shall no longer exist anything that is accursed, detestable, foul, offensive, impure, hateful, or horrible," unquote. Revelation 22, verse 3, Amplified. Nothing in heaven is evil or negative in any way. Everyone and everything in heaven is perfectly clean, pure, positive, and uplifting. Anything that was negative in any way during your life on earth will not go with you to heaven. You will not fear death if you will study and meditate on the scripture references in this chapter. Instead, you will look forward to the magnificence of the glorious life that you will enjoy in heaven throughout eternity.